listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Okay, we're back, folks.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us,
you can't make us run. Not from little towns like Pella, Iowa. And I wonder if those Pella windows come from Pella, Iowa. By the way, Pella, Iowa, home of John Hospers, the first Libertarian Party candidate, also the home of Wyatt Earp. And yes, the Pella Corporation, all those Pella windows that you see in your neighborhood, they come from Pella, Iowa. So those hardworking Dutch there in Pella include Rachel Brand. Mitzi, are you there with us in Florida?
Yes, James. Great show today. And I want to wish you and all the fathers today happy Father's Day. And I want to say that fathers matter. And there's a lot of sociological research that supports that the presence of fathers is very good for families and society. It produces children with strong academic performance and stability. Usually there's less poverty and depression. So fathers matter, and that's something that's part of the Western culture. But I also wanted to talk a little bit about, since this gentleman called in, about the white problem in the Free Magnolia this month. It's a current issue. The front page reads, A Southern Reckoning. I won't read all of it, but it says they're attacking you.
By the way, openly
anti-white and anti-South. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you, Mitzi. The Free Magnolia, but I wanted to thank you for the Father's Day wish. And I was just looking at George Mason here. I'm just counting his children. I have to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'll check it. It looks like about 15 children. So, good Father's Day presence there in George Mason. But now go ahead with the Free Magnolia article. Go ahead.
Yes, the Free Magnolia it's called a Southern Reckoning, but it's a Western culture reckoning. It says they're attacking you. Left is openly anti-white, anti-South, and they wear it on their sleeves every day. For instance, you've ever thought about how the left names all the things it hates the most after white people? Think about it. All the worst ills that society is supposed to hate are things like white privilege, white supremacy, and whiteness. We white folks have now become the ultimate boogeyman. We're told that we must admit our privilege and be ashamed of our successes and feel guilty for our ancestors. We're even told we must reject our own people and identity, or else we're part of the problem. We're told if we don't tear down the accomplishments of our most beloved Southern heroes and founding fathers, we're the enemy. Unfortunately, our left enemies who hate us are well-funded, well-organized, and on a mission to remove all reminders of white. history and heroes in history. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Trump. I was very happy to hear his speech. But he probably doesn't know that some of the South Florida first and second generation Cuban Americans that are now in the Florida Senate and the House of Representatives in our state, and even Rick Scott, are sponsoring bills to erase Founding Fathers' history. And there's a sanctuary hall in Washington, D.C., and there's a Kirby Smith. He was a general in the Mexican-American War and the Civil War. He was a West Point graduate, a scientist, a mathematician. He was a professor, a botanist, and first and second generation Cuban-Americans who are senators in the Florida Senate sponsored bills to remove Kirby Smith from Sanctuary Hall. And they were recommending Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, who wasn't even born in Florida. Kirby Smith was. So, you know, the Cubans, they've supported Trump, and that's really good. But they're also part of the problem of trying to erase our history. I really want a movement where North Florida is not connected to South Florida, because they just, they really want to just destroy our culture, which is more traditional and more about the founding fathers and very traditional and part of the Western culture. So I'm concerned about that, which is really a problem for us, that they're trying to erase our culture. And, you know, they're just going right along with, you know, what's happened in New Orleans with all the tearing down of all the Southern generals, and they want to tear down Andrew Jackson. And also last year under the Obama administration, Andrew Jackson is now going to be replaced by Harriet Tubman. Oh, wow. I mean, let's just...
Not while Donald Trump has a breath left in him.
I don't know. It's already begun. It's going to happen. It's in the papers. It's really...
You're kidding.
Yes, it is going to happen.
Have they printed the new $20
bills? They're ready to do it. It's a $20 bill, and Andrew Jackson's going to be gone.
Oh, my gosh.
It's already happened, and they're just doing this everywhere. I mean, they rename schools if it has, you know, if the school has any kind of, they've even been successful to change schools that are named after George Washington. I mean, people are not awake. You know, a lot of people, I'm from a family, you know, they might as well live in Iowa. They live in predominantly white areas, and they really have no clue that they're being targeted because it hasn't touched them yet. And the people in Iowa, I know people from Iowa, and they usually, you know, they think anybody who talks like us, we're racist. I mean, because they haven't had their houses broken into. They're able to use their public schools because it's a mostly white school district. And it doesn't have the problems that high minority schools have, because they have fathers that are involved with the children and families. And, we talk about the failing factories of school. We never want to talk about the real factors, you know, no fathers, drugs, crime, all of those things that impact children. So I think that, you know, people in Iowa, I've met a lot of people from Iowa, and they just don't have a clue unless they're victims of this new target every white community, and a bunch of refugees from Somalia have been currently arrived on the scene, and their crime rate's up. Do they get it? And well, walk around, I agree with George, that the music is all African music in all the stores, and it's just all the black worship on every TV. And I'm with George. I really don't like that USA commercial with the white girl with her black husband. They're just pushing that every chance they can get. You know, don't, you know, we can't have a white husband. It's just, race does matter. It does matter. And white people do have the right to be white. And I really would like to see freedom of association. I think when we're forced to have to go to school with people we don't want to, or live next to people, and it's just shoved down our... It's communism, and it's time for a revolution, really.
Mitzi, thank you for alerting us. Thank you for alerting me, but I'm holding my head here. I may have to breathe into a paper bag. This is Dateline May 24th, so this is current. The U.S. $20 bill will soon be getting a facelift. In a surprise move by the Department of the Treasury, Andrew Jackson will share the $20 bill with Harriet Tubman, the first woman to appear on paper money since the 19th century, and the first African-American to grace, using the term loosely there, I'm just reading this reporting, American currency. The first time a woman was featured on U.S. paper currency was in the 1860s when Pocahontas, and that's not Elizabeth Warren, but the actual Pocahontas, appeared on the backside of a $20 bill. Oh, a $20 bill. Next came Martha Washington, who appeared on a $1 silver certificate in the 1880s and 90s. There've been some coins, Susan Anthony Dollar and so on. But, oh my gosh, and who was Harriet Tubman? Now I'm reading this is somebody else's reporting. An abolitionist who helped hundreds of slaves find freedom before and during the Civil War from 1861 to 65. As conductor of the Underground Railroad, Tubman took great risks traveling at night from the South to the free North via a network of secret routes and safe houses. When the Civil War began, Tubman became a spy for the Union. Let's go to another story. That's one, politically correct website. Oh, no. Okay, I don't know if this is not the final artwork, no. I wonder what the artwork's going to look like. Will Donald Trump really replace Andrew Jackson with Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill? This is a story, Dateline, May 1st. Once again, President Donald Trump's fondness for a shoot-first, ask-questions-later strongman with a questionable record on human rights. Oh, that's good reporting, isn't it, Mitzi? Has landed him in hot water. Landed him in hot water. No, not Russian President Vladimir Putin, for whom the president has expressed consistent warmth, this time the object of Trump's admiration is a long-dead American president, Andrew Jackson.
He's long dead. That garbage.
Yeah, long dead. Forget about that guy. In a meandering hodgepodge of half-remembered facts and supposition rarely seen outside high school history classrooms. The invective, these people, they're practically spitting as they speak about Donald Trump. Donald Trump told an interviewer on Sirius XM radio on Monday, this is last month, that the American Civil War, quote, could have been worked out, unquote, had Jackson been in charge at the time. And you know what? That's right. If Jackson had been in there instead of Lincoln, no Civil War. And then here's Donald Trump speaking. He was a very tough person. And remember, folks, right behind his desk, off to his left, Donald Trump has a portrait of Andrew Jackson that he personally requested be taken out of storage and put behind his desk in the Oval Office. He admires him immensely, and Jackson was a great president. Quoting Trump, he was a very tough person, but he had a big heart. He was really angry. He saw what was happening with regard to the Civil War. He said, there's no reason for this. Trump continued, people don't realize, the Civil War. If you think about it, why? People don't ask that question, but why was there the Civil War? Why could that one not have been worked out? Unquote. And that's damn right on the part of Donald Trump. The president doubled down on his remarks with a tweet on Monday evening claiming Jackson saw the Civil War coming and was angry about it. And then here's this tweet from Donald Trump. This is on May 1st. I missed this tweet. This is great. President Andrew Jackson, who died 16 years before the Civil War started, saw it coming and was angry, would never have let it happen. Nice. Nice, Donald Trump. Trump's musings about Jackson's ability to prevent the war between the states has raised questions. Blah, 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 more garbage from this writer. Specifically, will President Trump's fondness for Jackson interfere with the Treasury Department's plans to remove the seventh president's portrait from the $20 bill?
Ooh, he's going to interfere with the Treasury Department.
Now, it looks like Donald Trump may have already interfered, because if what they're talking about now at this moment is Tubman on one side and Jackson on the other, that is a change from what Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, who I think is a Chinese or something, announced. Oh, listen to this. In April 2016, then Secretary of the Treasury Jack Lew, this is the Obama secretary, announced, and he was terrible, announced that Jackson's scowling visage. Did you get that?
Yeah, his scowling visage. I got that, James.
Let me get my $20 bill out. I didn't know it was scowling. That never occurred to me, looking at this great engraving, this great book. Look at this man. Scowling? I call that one handsome white man right there with a pretty cool haircut. Incredible jaw, nose. He's got that scar on his face from being cut by a saber by a British soldier when he refused to, I think, shine his shoes or something like that during the War of 1812. Announced that Jackson's scowling visage would be replaced on the $20 bill with a portrait of, at least he doesn't say the lovely Harriet Tubman. He just says Harriet Tubman. You got to look at Harriet Tubman for yourself, folks, who escaped slavery and in turn helped hundreds of enslaved people navigate the Underground Railroad to reach freedom. The decision came after Treasury's initial plan. This is, you know, as Jeff was saying, the 8 years of pain of Obama, this plan cooked up under Obama to take off our heroes off of our money and replace it with Harriet Tubman. The initial plan was to place Tubman on the $10 bill, replacing musical inspiring smoke show Alexander Hamilton. What? The nation's first Treasury Secretary, was met with the fervent opposition of Broadway fans. Are you ready for this, folks? The left-wing loonies, didn't they have a play going named Hamilton?
Sure did. Yeah.
So the left-wing loonies, Jack Lew, the Chinese, says we're going to take off Alexander Hamilton and replace him with Harriet Tubman, but the Broadway, the effetes of Broadway are objecting because they've got a play going called Hamilton, which is, I think, doesn't it have an all-black cast?
Yes.
It does.
And they booed Vice President Trump and his Vice President Pence and his family when he went to visit, went to see that Broadway show.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Trump is apparently more a fan of bloody Andrew Jackson than Hamilton. And Trump, who has described himself as a Jackson fan, has made efforts to bring Old Hickory back, partially due to the influence of White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. As the Daily Beast, so I'm reading from the Daily Beast, which is the online rag of the Washington Post. I refused an interview with them once. We got a break here coming up. Mitzi, if you could stay there, we'll be right back.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is
we're back,
hitting roadblocks on a highway in my...
We're back here with Gee. We've only got about 40 minutes of show left here. Mitzi's on the air with us. Mitzi, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm researching this on the fly here as we... And thank you for mentioning Harriet Tubman and her image going on to the $20 bill. I've got my $20 bill in front of me here, which currently has the newer version of the 20 has a larger image of Andrew Jackson, very handsome. The older one had a, an oval with Jackson's bust in it. But and on the back is the White House, "In God We Trust." The here's what the current this is at Treasury.gov. So this is an official government reporting. It says the front of the new $20 bill will feature the portrait of Harriet Tubman. Now, this, remember, I was reading the Daily Beast, and I'll go back to that. Let me go back to the Daily Beast. I'll come to this. I hope this is not, you know, set in concrete. Let me go to the Daily Beast. Let me see. Let me find that. There it is, Daily Beast. Okay, which is a Washington Post rag. I remember once I got a call from them saying they wanted to do an interview, and I just said forget about it because I knew it was going to be awful. Here's what Donald Trump said. He said, the president's fandom of the seventh president, Andrew Jackson, may affect more than just decorative decisions in the West Wing. Last April, Trump indicated that the placement of Tubman on the $20 bill was an act of pure political correctness, quote-unquote Donald Trump, pure political correctness run amok. He called the decision to remove Jackson rough. He said Andrew Jackson had a history of tremendous success for the country, Trump told the Today Show at the time. I think he said, I would love to leave Andrew Jackson on and see if we can come up with another denomination. I don't like seeing it, he said. The Treasury Department and the Bureau of Engraving and Printing did not respond to requests for comment regarding the fate of the $20 bill redesign, although the Treasury Department's webpage on the portrait swap is still active. So this may be old information I'm going to read you from the Treasury Department page. It's still active. Nonetheless, the woman who spearheaded the campaign to put Tubman on the $20 bill is not feeling confident about Tubman's chances. There's good news there, Mitzi. This person, Barbara Ortiz, told the Daily Beast, we are keeping a very close eye as to any further signal and any delay or change in the progress towards having design and production ready for Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill by 2020. I like that, Mitzi. We've got some time here for us, the public, to protest. No, we don't want Harriet Tubman in all of our wallets.
Unless we invent a $3 bill, then we can put her on net.
Yeah, and this woman who is a spearhead for the Tubman deal that was, you know, put forward by Obama, she says, Trump seems to be using every opportunity to extol the virtues of Jackson. And that is true. He said, we mentioned that he's a great admirer of Jackson and that Steve Bannon is also a great admirer of Jackson. And since his inauguration, the president has hung a portrait of Jackson in the Oval Office. Every picture's got it in the background, folks. He stands in front of that picture intentionally to make it part of just about every picture. Additionally, our president honored the anniversary of Jackson's birth with a visit to the Hermitage, Jackson's cotton plantation in Nashville, Tennessee. I'll finish this right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud of that, folks. And I got a song.
Got a song to sing.
Well, I've said a few things.
Well, Andrew Jackson had a song to sing. And my goodness, I'm reading up here on Harriet Tubman. Oh, it gets bad, folks. Harriet Tubman, born in Dorchester County, Maryland, George. Get this. She was born into slavery and escaped. Here's the worst of some of the worst of her stuff. She's an Obamaite. She later helped abolitionist John Brown recruit men for his raid on Harper's Ferry. Now, folks, John Brown was a complete and total whack job and a brutal killer. If you read the history of the raid on Harper's Ferry. And so there's Harriet Tubman. If she's going to be on our $20 bill, which Donald Trump is going to do everything he can to stop that. I mean, this is we're putting a communist agitator on our money, George and Mitzi. Great.
Yeah, it's been a humiliating 8 years under Mr. Obama. Barack Oblivion.
Well, now let's go back to the hopeful sign here. It looks like we have till 2020 to delay, to stop this. Let me go back to the Daily Beast article where the Donald Trump, let's go to Breitbart, where Donald Trump, here's Donald Trump's attitude towards Andrew Jackson. He so admires Andrew Jackson. Remember this, folks. He made a special trip to Andrew Jackson's home, the Hermitage, in Nashville. He honored the former president, Andrew Jackson, celebrating his 250th birthday. This is on March 15th of this year, just a couple months ago, by visiting the Hermitage. And here's what Trump said. Look what he was able to do. Look what he was able to build. Trump marveled as he told the story of Jackson, who was orphaned as a young boy before fighting in the Revolutionary War. Quoting our president, Andrew Jackson was a military hero and genius and a beloved president, but he was also Trump told the story of Jackson being captured by the British during the Revolutionary War as a boy and being slashed with a saber when he refused to shine an officer's boots. That's right. That was in the Revolutionary War, not the War of 1812. It was during the Revolution that Jackson first confronted and defied an arrogant elite, Trump said. Does that sound familiar to you? Trump said. Oh, I know the feeling, Andrew, Trump smiled as he shook his head. Trump explained that since the event, Jackson defied elites and authority figures throughout his life. Quoting, again, President Trump, Jackson's victories shook the establishment like an earthquake. He quoted Henry Clay as calling Jackson's victory as president mortifying and sickening. Oh, look at the identification here of the two men. Oh boy, does this sound familiar, Trump grinned as the audience laughed loudly as he was there at, you know, Jackson's home that he built. Trump told the audience that Jackson removed 10% of the federal workforce, expanded veterans' benefits, rooted out corruption, imposed tariffs to protect American workers, something he is also committed to doing. Wait till you see what's happening pretty soon, folks, he said. Oh, this is only 2 months ago. The president reminded the spectators that he brought the Andrew Jackson portrait into the Oval Office, adding that he can see the magnolia tree planted on the South Lawn by Jackson's own hands. Now we must work in our time to expand the blessings of America to every citizen in our land. And when we do, watch us grow, Trump said. We will truly be one nation. Wow. Very nice. So I think Trump is going to fight like a wildcat to prevent the Treasury Department. They probably already have a Tubman bill printed, Mitzi.
They probably do. It's all in the papers how she's about to become, you know, the face of the $20 bill and replace Andrew Jackson. It's in all the papers. And in the Free Magnolia, there's more about what's happened in New Orleans, like erasing history, and it's something about, yes, it's about race, and they're renaming schools, hospitals, university streets, buildings. It's totally about black identity politics and racial consciousness. It goes along with something that you're always saying, that, you know, they have a strong sense of racial identity, blacks. Whites have been shamed that they should not. You know, a lot of whites just are really totally asleep at the wheel about this. They really don't realize that they're targeted. They don't. They don't have a clue. Free Magnolia also had a book review of that about Into the Cannibal's Pot, Lessons for America from a Post-Apartheid South Africa. And then also with something in here you'd be interested in, next weekend, the League of the South, David Duke will be the keynote speaker at the League of the South conference next weekend. It's going to be held in Alabama. So that's going on. But it is all about race, and it is about whites have been shamed and not to have an identity. There is a movement all over the country to rename schools and to they're trying to erase our history, and a lot of people just are not aware of it. They just are not. So you know it's about time. You know, I think I'm okay with Harriet being on a currency, but not to replace Andrew Jackson.
Well, and I'm. You know, there are heroes who are not white, having a hero on our currency who is not white, a hero of American history, would be fine with me. Harriet Tubman is not one of those heroes. If she helped John Brown, who was white, he was a crazy abolitionist, helped him recruit the murderers that he took to Harper's Ferry, she's not a hero. And that cancels anything she ever did that was good, and I don't really see anything in that vein either. And on the Treasury Department official website, they're posting. Remember, the people that want this, the Obamaites, the deep state, they've got their plan rolling. We're going to put Harriet Tubman on the money, and so they'll just keep rolling. They'll just keep doing what they're doing, and the pushback has to come from Donald Trump, but us. It has to come from us. We have to back up Donald Trump. How much time can he spend today fighting Tubman on the $20 bill, with all the other things he's got?
I'd like to mention something else that people need to be aware of. When you're looking, schools are rated around the country, and they're graded for their grades. They also tell you what the demographics are for the schools. They'll tell you, how many teachers per student. But this is another thing schools are graded on. They're graded on their diversity. So a school that may be 90% white will always get a B because it doesn't have enough minorities.
Uh-huh. Wow.
If you look at schools and you just pick up a town, the school will be graded down if it's not diverse. I mean, multiracial is it.
That nefarious, underhanded activity there is a typical activity of the deep state. That is this bureaucracy of left wingers who have infested our government and infested our institutions, at work, undermining our world. That's a good example you give right there. This change in our money, if from now on, George and I grew up every time we looked up at a $20 bill, there's Andrew Jackson looking at us, and there's a $1 bill, there's George Washington and so on. That's part of your psychological framework of who your heroes are and what you, if in the future people pull out their $20 bill, and, 20 people are always, if you get a $20 tip, you're really happy. That's $20. That's a nice chunk of change. If Harriet Tubman's face is looking back at you when you pull your 20 out, this is horrible. This is not a hero, Harriet Tubman. I don't care what color she is. She's not a hero. Very unattractive figure. This is going to be an ugly piece of money if this happens. I'm not going to want to even have $20 bills in my wallet. I'll ask for two tens, or four fives. And this is horrible. Somebody that helped John Brown recruit killers for Harper Ferry, and they've got images of Harriet Tubman. See, somebody, some engraver at the Bureau of Engraving is going to have to make an engraving to make it look traditional like money. They'll have to make an engraving of Harriet Tubman, which has probably never been done historically. So they'll take, I think they've got some photographs up. You can see it, folks, if you go to treasury.gov. It's called modernmoney.treasury.gov/new notes. And you'll just Google search $20 bill and Harriet Tubman, and you'll come up with this. They've got photographs of her from the archives. So it's one of these pictures, I guarantee it. It's one of these pictures that they've given to a professional engraver, which I used to be actually an engraver. I guess once a professional engraver, always a professional engraver. They'll give it to a professional engraver who will then work from the photograph and make an engraving to look like, you know, postage stamps and money have looked historically, and that will be the image that they use. And then here's the tip-off on what they're going to do. If they put Andrew Jackson on the back, they will put the picture of the White House, and if folks, if you're familiar with Lafayette Square, in front of the White House, there's a statue, an equestrian statue of Andrew Jackson holding his hat in the air and his horse rearing up. That is the image. I think this is the tip off here. They won't, they'll take Andrew Jackson's handsome face off the bill, and they'll just put basically a picture of him on his horse, which makes his face so small that you can't see him anymore. Now you're mostly seeing his horse. So, you know, that's a horse's ass right there, to take the face of our great President Jackson off the bill. And, wow, Mitzi, I'll tell you what, you set me off here with,
well, we're removing statues and monuments of honorable, people, you know, who went to West Point, intelligent people such, you know, like Kirby Smith, the statue in Statuary Hall. We even look at our federal holidays. We have Martin Luther King, you know, in the beginning of the new year. I think it's in January. And then we used to have George Washington's birthday as a federal holiday and Abraham Lincoln, and now it's President's Day. So, you know, we just rename holidays. We remove monuments. And it is something that people need to pay attention. There's a whole movement to rename schools. And in the university's campus craziness, they're removing, the students are demanding the removal of honorable historical figures. So it is an issue, and I think the Harriet Tubman, I just was on my local paper, a whole story. She was on the front page of how she was going to become, you know, the face of the $20 bill, and then the Free Magnolia had a series of articles about erasing history, and so did American Free Press. But we have to get the word out.
I'm getting this on Breitbart, Missy. In their reporting of Donald Trump's visit to the Hermitage, it says that Donald Trump, he toured the property. He placed a wreath at Jackson's tomb. Donald Trump stood as president and saluted as taps played. And the Trump said, "There hasn't been anything like this, his election, since Andrew Jackson." Jackson has enjoyed a moment of resurgence thanks to Trump. Historians had been souring, now this is politically correct historians, not good historians, had been souring on the slave-owning president, Andrew Jackson, whose Indian Removal Act of 1830 is not popular with politically correct historians. And there you go. So Trump made the point, he noted while he was at the Hermitage that Jackson had the practice of his assistants would hand him a newspaper article, and ones that he didn't like, he would draw a big black X through the article to show his disapproval. Trump said, "I know that feeling." Trump, who has been known to scrawl angry notes on reporters' stories with a black Sharpie and send the marked up stories back to them. Mitzi, I hope it is not going to happen. But as I say, I'm not going to chew out Donald Trump if it does happen, because how can he do this all by himself? If we're going to stop this, it has to be a public surge of disapproval of taking our hero Andrew Jackson off of our money and replacing him with a non-hero, an anti-hero, a recruiter for John Brown's ferry, Harriet Tubman. And no, I will not accept the horse's ass of having a small picture of Andrew Jackson's horse on the other side. That's not Andrew Jackson. If we got a big face of Harriet Tubman on the front. So I'm not going to take the consolation prize. I want my Andrew Jackson on my Monday. And people, folks out there in the audience, you need to let your congressman know that and start a public outcry. And maybe we can keep Harriet Tubman off of our money. And of course, it'll be there forever. You know, those bills last a long time. We got one more break and one more segment, folks. Stay tuned.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.